Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Moon, Lou, and You, The Collective Wisdom. My name is Kate Loving-Schenk, and Joan Adams and I host this show. The call-in number is 347-205-9200. Tonight we are celebrating our one-year anniversary of being on the air with special guest Martha Giffen. I bought a domain name for the show last week to commemorate this event. It is quite simply www.moonmooyou.com. I first met Martha over at the Pat O'Brien Milagro World Forum, and I was immediately taken by her upbeat, motivational attitude. She has a blog talk radio show with Trapper Sherwood and Chuck Pennington called Unlaunch, where they spotlight new entrepreneurs and their products that emerge from the Pat O'Brien coaching program. Martha says she is a student of success, and she has created an audio called Rewired, to help people achieve success through positive self-talk. Joining me now is Joan Adams. Hello, Joan.
Hello, Kate.
How are you?
This is exciting. We've been on the air a year. I can't believe it.
Well, it'll be a year tomorrow.
That's fabulous.
Yes, and to me, that we might as well start celebrating right now.
That's right. And happy birthday tomorrow.
Thank you.
That's quite a celebration.
I like our new domain name.
I love that. That's wonderful.
Very easy to remember. Very easy to tell people and write it down quickly or what have you. So maybe we need to get business cards and stuff like that
Yeah. add to our Zazzle list.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's wonderful.
Joining us now is Martha Giffen.
Hello there, Martha.
Hello, Martha.
Welcome to our celebration.
Well, thank you so much. It really is a celebration, and I just want to congratulate you two for being on for a year, and also for your new domain, Moon Moo You. That's really simple.
Yeah, I like that too. It's taken me a long time to get simple domains. That's about as simple as you can get. So how long have you had your radio show?
Well, you know, actually, we've only done a couple. We've done two or three. I can't remember, either two or three. But we started it, you know, it came out of Pat O'Brien's Portable Empire Coaching. We're all in that. And we were all coming out with these wonderful products. Of course, he was promoting them. We were promoting them. And you know how the mastermind goes. We were just in a mastermind one day, and we just started brainstorming about other ways to market the products, and the way we came up with it was, you know, doing a Blog Talk Radio show. And it's really great because we only highlight the people who are in the program who actually have created a product. We talk about their products. We talk about, you know, what brought them to internet marketing, you know, how they found Pat, and of course we always showcase Pat and his program because that is where I met y'all, over at Milagro World, and so Pat's very dear and near to all of our hearts.
Absolutely. Is the radio show domain like www.blogtalkradio.com/unlaunch?
You know, the way we have it set up, I believe it's a BUD URL. I believe it's a BUD .URL/unlaunch.
Unlaunch, okay.
Mm-hmm. And we call that, you know, again, mm-hmm. we're paying tribute to Pat there. You know, everything he does is like un-seminar, un-webinar. So
yeah.
We called it unlaunch.
I thought that was brilliant myself. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
When is your show?
We have had it the last week of the month, so I'm sure it will be having it the next, you know, the last week in March. We've been doing it on a Thursday night, so I'm not sure what that date is right now, so I'd have to look it up. But that's usually
right.
when it's been, and we've had it from like 8 to 10. We usually run 2 hours because, you know, we always allow Pat time to speak, and so far we've had a special guest every time. Last time we got lucky, Pat and Joe Vitale were doing one of those masterminds from the Rolls Royce, and they actually turned on the speakerphone, so that was quite a shock
Ooh.
Surprise.
Oh, I'd
wow.
like to hear. I'd like to hear that one. My
mm-hmm.
gosh,
I would too.
Yeah. So
yeah.
you know, and we had no clue it was coming. So y'all know because you're used to interviewing people, and it's still new to me. But it was like, you know, I was kind of tongue tied when that happened.
Oh. We had Pat on the show soon after March the 3rd of 2009. Oh, I'd say a month later.
Right.
And that was hysterical.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? I mean.
It was funny.
He really wasn't that talkative. But, you know, we kept trying to draw
him
out.
He was new to it then. I believe I listened to that program, and I believe it was like the first time he had done one, was it not?
It was
That's
the first.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And I could, as usual, you know, now it's not like we didn't meet Pat O'Brien. We, I know, Martha, you probably weren't on that second life site where we all went up there when he was launching his book, The Portable Empire. He built this island. We all went up there in these little avatars, and we flew, and we talked, and we had, it was like a major, you know, I had a rainbow over my little avatar head, And we got to know Pat O'Brien there. I mean, it's really weird, a weird way to meet anybody. And so late at night, you know, that's when he would come on. But I was, I'm a late at night kind of person. And we'd be hanging out, a few of us, and all of a sudden he'd fly in and tell us stuff that he was on his mind. But he often was more animated at night. If he would show up at other times of the day, you could tell he was looking at different computer systems. He was always... I would say distracted.
Multitasking.
By, yeah, two or three different millions of things, yeah.
Well, you know,
and
I didn't actually meet
yeah.
him. I didn't actually meet him until, I mean, he had already written Your Portable Empire, because that's how I kind of, you know, stumbled across him. It was actually in 2008. I had read The Secret back in the spring of that year and was, you know, just beginning to get interested in the law of attraction, and I had actually been using the law of attraction my whole life, just didn't know what it was, and The
exactly.
Secret really intrigued me, and I started, you know, looking online to see who were the people involved in this, and as you know, Joe Vitale had the most prominent internet presence, so obviously I gravitated that way, and from there I ended up on Pat's site somehow, and went to an unseminar, and Seminar 5 was the first one I went to, and really with part of the intention of meeting Joe Vitale. How funny is that? And came away with excitement for my own online business, which I started soon after that. So it's been an interesting experience to be connected with them.
The interesting
yeah.
thing about Pat, and we've said this before, but and we go back a long way, but when you meet people on those in his groups, and somehow those relationships last. And that's where Kate and I met. You know, we're forever running into people. You know, oh, we were together on, you know, Second Life.
Yes, Pat. You know, he attracts the most unique people,
mm-hmm,
and
he does.
Everybody that I had met, it's like I've known them forever. Or it's like they're so interesting and different. I've never met anybody like that before that I still want to hang with them.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, just this past week, I was in Las Vegas on a business trip with my husband, and Kat Levette from the, you know, she's called Misguided Kat in the forum, and she
oh,
lives
yeah.
there. Listen, she
That's
came
right.
and picked me up, and I spent 3 days, you know, with her. And
wonderful.
You know, I know it, and when you tell people, well, you know, these are things from the internet, they're like, oh, yeah, why?
I
but
love that.
It's not true.
Now, that isn't the first time you've met Kat, though.
No, I had met her at 2-1 seminars. Yeah, we had already become friends, but, you know, still I met her to begin with online.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, in
well,
the form.
Joan and I have never met in person, and we're just about to meet. Coming up on the 20th, our very first moment of meeting will be the 21st of April, and I'll be flying into North Carolina. You sound like you're from the South. Where are you from?
I actually live outside of Birmingham, Alabama. I'm originally from Tennessee, but we've been here for almost 25 years. So,
lovely.
Yes, I'm very Southern, her voice is even more Southern than mine.
Well, and I'll be flying into Charlotte, North Carolina, and then the thing is that I'm going to what is called the Tate family reunion with Joan and her sisters, and she, you know, her maiden name is Tate, and of course, I am very honored because not one single person besides myself, unless there's more that I don't know about, are allowed to this family reunion. And
oh, are you kidding me? Listen, you are in for a treat because there is nothing like a Southern family reunion. I can tell you. I've been going to them all my life, and there's nothing like it. You will be family from the time you get there.
Well, apparently I'm already there. But I'm already family. I just haven't gotten to, to the point where I've entered the scene type thing.
You will love it.
Another thing that is fascinating, I try to tell people about this, you know, and it's the same thing. Yeah, I'm meeting a friend of mine who I've met online, and we do radio shows together. We're constantly in communication. I'm more in communication with Joan than almost anybody in my life. So Squidoo comes into this. Squidoo, you know, the lens thing. And Joan's sister Nancy makes these beautiful lenses, and then she has turned and the family reunion is in Pendleton, South Carolina. So there's a bunch of people in Pendleton whom Nancy has turned on to Squidoo, and there's about five people there, I think, who do Squidooing, and of course the whole town of Pendleton is a Squidoo monument because. Because Nancy has made these incredible lenses about Pendleton. She is a genius at making local, they're called making local lenses, and she has made the most beautiful lenses about Pendleton. And she was actually queen, she has crowned the queen of Squidoo in Pendleton.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I love Squidoo, but my... I know what Squidoo is, obviously, but I don't actually do it myself. I haven't gone down that path yet. But my good friend, Karen Kay, who I know y'all both know and love.
Love her.
She's actually done two Squidoo pages on me.
I have Squidoo pages.
I just don't Squidoo myself, but I think it's a wonderful thing, and I do want to learn more about it as time goes on because I know that y'all have a lot of fun being the Squidoo family.
Oh, it is.
You know what? That's
that.
Exactly right. It is a Squidoo family.
It is a
very close-knit community where people are really caring about each other. And it's similar or different. It is a little different than Pat O'Brien because, I don't know, what brings us together is the lens-making thing. And Pat O'Brien is simply, or I should say, a catalyst for bringing all of us together, and it's like all these internet links, all these communities are somehow connected, and because people from Pat O'Brien's site go to Squidoo, and it's just like this huge family everywhere. It's just wonderful.
And we all just embrace each other with love and kindness, do we not?
Yes, that's right.
The whole thing, I think, will be written about in years ahead. I really think so. I think it's a phenomenon.
Oh, my gosh, Joan, we should start writing about that now. That would be a great book.
That's right.
I think so.
Because the relationships that are being made now, and I saw a statistic the other day that there's a large percentage of new marriages that are coming from Internet relationships.
And here's what I think about that, too. You know, at first I thought, you got to be kidding me. But you know what? My parents met during World War II. And for several years, all they did was write letters.
Right.
And they were from two different parts of the country, and they married right after the war, and, of course, were married for 62 years. And I see it kind of the same way. I mean, people are interacting through email and from instant messaging where they used to use letters, but to me it's the same kind of deal, don't you think?
It is the same, and we did the same thing. We courted via the U.S. mail because Whitey graduated right as we met. And, we wrote letters and talked long distance all the time. But you get to know people very well that way. I'm real anxious to meet Tate face-to-face, but I have just this wonderful feeling that it's just going to be, as natural as it can be because we know each other
well. How
so well.
Could it not be? Your kindred spirits. How could
we
it
are,
not be? I mean,
we
you'll
are,
be like putting on an old shoe.
And we laugh at the same stuff. So that's important.
I think we'll laugh the whole time, Jen. It'll be one huge laugh fest. We'll laugh so hard that we won't even need to exercise.
That's true. That's true. It is going to be fun. And I do think it's a phenomenon. I really do. I think it's something that, I think we're a part of something bigger than we know.
And, I'm so glad to be a part of it because, for a long time I kind of fought it. I mean, I would do email and things, but, I just felt like I couldn't learn technology or didn't want to. And even now in some areas, what I've learned to do is ask people to help me. But, there's still a lot of boomers out there who are not quite comfortable doing this kind of thing, and I wish they would embrace it more instead of running the other way.
Right, but I think they thought, that's not anything I would ever do.
Who would think I would be on Blog Talk Radio?
Right.
Yeah, I know. And I never thought that, a lot of people are suspicious of the Internet, and they're suspicious of giving money over people on the Internet, and they're even suspicious of joining of writing comments on blogs, I think.
Right. I have dear friends who won't do that.
Well, I'm so glad to know that. That explains it then, why I don't get as many comments as I'd like. I mean, I'm so glad to know this because people are fearful. Thank you for clearing that up.
I don't know your age, but I know that the older we are, the more that is an issue. The young people don't think anything about it.
Oh, I don't mind telling my age. I'm 53 years old. I'm proud of it. I'm having a great life.
You're a young person, too.
go ahead, Joe.
Nothing. I was just saying, though, that the seniors, and I'm 10 years plus older than you, but are afraid of it. It's like microwave ovens, and it's a new thing for our generation. And it's very frightening because it's so strange. And how could you possibly make a friend out there,
I know y'all agree, but I've made some of the best friends ever.
Well, I used to laugh and say I could get stranded just about anywhere in the United States and somebody would come get me.
I say that too, and it's the truth, and I love
true.
That. I've become a citizen of the world now instead of just a southern, right here in my subdivision.
It's
opened my eyes.
It just seems to me that what attracts us to the Internet and to each other is this extremely upbeat, far-sighted, new, and I hate to use the word new age, but it really is new age, and it is the secret has had a lot to do with it. Just like you said, it just drew you to looking for Joe Vitale, and you actually met the guy. So there's a lot surrounding this enlightened way of thinking that is drawn us all together. And you know what? You just don't find that in your ordinary everyday interactions with people. They're not happy. And you claim to be a very happy person, and I think Joan and I know I'm pretty happy too. But a lot of people are not happy, just not.
Well, I really think it's a choice. I mean, I really think we choose our attitude, we choose what we think about, we choose what we focus on. And, I'm not going to sit here and say that, I haven't had a few bad things happen to me. But the thing is, you decide which direction to go. And every day you can choose that. You know, anybody can choose to be the negative Nelly, and I'm just not going to do it. And what
no.
I do is try to put people in my path that are not like that either because it's much more fun to be around happy people than it is around sad, miserable people.
Amen.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's right. So right.
Exactly. And that is
have
a
you, have you ever read the book Happy for No Reason?
No,
you know, I don't think
like
I've read
one
that.
I need to read.
That
yeah,
woman,
like one for me too.
She was in The Secret too. Marcy something or other. Let's see if I can find it. And she wrote this book that she calls, she just found people who were happy, and she interviewed them. And it's a wonderful book. I mean, every little interview has something a little bit different about happiness and
well, I'm writing it down because I will definitely read it.
It's easy. I just stumbled over it. Actually, if you have a Kindle, you can buy it on Amazon. And,
I do have a Kindle.
Your...
It's my new toy. I got it for Christmas, and oh my gosh!
Yeah, I had originally got it and put it on the Kindle, and read it. I think a Kindle, though, I have an app on my iPhone, a Kindle app, but I think if you have the Kindle, that's a much larger screen to view it on, and that would be a little bit better.
Well, it's a larger screen, and you can also make the font pretty big. I mean, I was teasing a friend last night. I said, you know what, I've got my font so big I can only read 5 lines at a time.
It's funny.
I was showing it to my 88-year-old mother, and she loved it, too. I was like, look, we can make the words big. And she was just like, loved it.
I did not even know that. So you've educated me. I didn't know you could increase the font that way.
Oh, yeah, just with a little click.
That's neat.
To make it pretty darn big, I'll tell you.
I think the Mac has come out with an iPad, and that might start replacing the Kindle because the iPad is not very expensive and it has a Kindle app in there and it has a larger screen just like a Kindle. And a Kindle is pretty expensive in comparison to the iPad. So I think Apple is trying to phase out the Kindle with that product. Among
yeah,
other
but,
things.
And they thought,
sounds like
they might,
great...
you know, I saw it. It did look a lot like the Kindle, I thought.
Uh-huh. So do you have a Mac or do you have a PC?
No, I don't. I'm PC, and I don't have an iPhone either because I'm BlackBerry still. And the reason being on that is that we have Verizon because everybody in my family, and I have a large family, really, we're all on Verizon. So in here, you can only get the iPhone, I guess, anywhere on AT&T. So for me to switch over, the entire family would have to switch over with me. So,
oh, wow.
And they're not ready to. Oh, we're all staying with our BlackBerries.
Verizon is about to come out with the iPhone, from what I understand.
Yeah, no, every time I go in a Verizon store, they tell me that. They've been telling me that for a couple of years now. Every iPhone came out. So, you know, they haven't gotten it yet. If they do, I'll switch over. But for now, I'm still, just BlackBerry.
Yeah, I like this sort of high-tech phone. The thing about the iPhone is that I can stay in touch with the comments on my blog no matter where I am. And so, you know, you can even create blog posts. You can, and I like the pictures that I take on the iPhone. They're pretty nice, although some people don't like it, or, you know, like the iPhone camera. But I think probably that has become better in the last few generations of iPhone. And, yeah, I think it's really a very interesting piece of technology that I never would have thought that I would like, but I love it. Totally love it.
It's not, yeah, when I first got, I mean, you know, I'm really not a techie. I mean, I try to pretend like I am sometimes, but I'm really not. And when I got this new phone, it is a, you know, the touch screen. And when I first was fooling around with it, I mean, I was like sending out messages in Spanish. I mean, that's how untech I am. And I was like, oh, my gosh, what did I punch? You know, and it took me about a month to like this phone because this phone was so different and had so much. But, you know, I tweet from it. I Facebook from it, and I love that.
Yeah. Oh, tweeting is wonderful on the iPhone. Love it.
Yeah.
That's why you enjoying Twitter so much, right, Kate?
It's because of the iPhone.
Yeah.
I just enjoy Twitter, period, because people are in the moment. You know, you can get on there and just kind of entertain yourself for a few minutes. I really like it. I love it.
Totally love it. Yeah. And some of the things
y'all like
say.
Me, you're chatty, and chatty people really do. I mean, we love social media, do we not? I can't get enough of it. I'm just talking away to anybody. It's fun.
Now, what kind of products have you created since you've been in this Pat O'Brien coaching program?
Well, in Pat's program, the first thing I've created is a product called Rewired, and it's an audio product, and it's self-taught for winners. And what I did was I just took techniques that I use in my everyday life to, you know, propel me into being a more positive person, and I just put that on an audio for other people. And mm-hmm. So that was my main thing, and people can find that at selftaughtforwinners.com. And that's the first thing I did. And, of course, then I'm working on a launch with Chuck and Trapper, and then Chuck and Trapper and I have also mastermind together on another product, which we're shooting to release it on March the 17th, and I'm hoping that will be our launch date, a new product that we're working on. So
that's
I don't really
exciting.
Want to disclose exactly what it is, but just to say the coaching program is still alive and well, and you can stay in it and just keep propelling yourself onward and upward.
You're right. The Trapper is going to be on Moon, Moo, and You on the first Tuesday in April with a Graceful Lady, who he introduced us to Graceful Lady. She is a polio survivor, and then she got post-polio syndrome when she was a little older. And she's just one of those people who has been through so much, physically speaking. And the two of them bonded on Twitter, I think, and the two of them are going to be on the show in April. I think that'll be so cool.
Oh, that'll be a great show, yeah.
You're in for a treat, at least, I mean, on Trapper's end, and it sounds like she'll be wonderful, too. But, you know, he's so easy to talk to and just a delightful
very loving man, isn't he? Yeah, he was on the show one time before. Mm-hmm. And then halfway through the show, there was this number that came up, and it was Klaus Jensen called in.
Oh,
and
wow.
That was in the middle of the night, you know, sometime for him. And
yeah, because
he got up out of bed. And so he got up out of bed and gave us a call. Wasn't that special, though?
That was so neat.
Yeah, he's a special dude. I mean, he's so sweet.
Yeah, he really is. And, of course, with Pat, with Trapper, you know, I'm also partnered with Chuck Pennington, who is, you know, Harmonic Thought. I don't know, do y'all know him?
I met him on Twitter a few times, yeah.
Yeah, he's really got good energy. In fact, you know, was with the Good Energy Movement, just really a really nice guy also. And it's been interesting, and here's the thing about the Internet. I mean, Trapper's in Nashville, Chuck's in Houston, and I'm in Birmingham, and yet we still, you know, operate as one entity in the partnership, and it's unreal when you think about it. You could never have done that, you know, just a few short years ago and had any kind of business to speak of.
What do you call the business that the three of you are involved in?
Well, if I tell you the name, it might give it away what it is. Yeah, but I mean, it does have a name. Like I say, I'm waiting for that March 17th, you know, launch to really tell it. But it's a good thing. It's something that we're actually helping, you know, small offline businesses bring their businesses online. Is really what it is in our local markets, and we're in three, you know, metropolitan areas. And that's a great idea. This is what it is, yeah. We've come up with what we think is a winner as far as a system for people.
Well, people need that. Yeah, they need that.
Yeah. It's the wave of the future. You know, they can continue to put their ad money in the yellow pages and not get any results, or they can, you know, come to the Internet with the rest of us and increase their business.
Yeah.
Right.
And we're there.
That's the thing about Squidoo. Don't you think Squidoo, there's a woman by the name of Pot Pie Girl who helps local businesses get online through Squidoo lenses. And you know, you can look at a lens as a web page, basically.
Right.
It's very easy to build, and I don't think there's any danger of it somehow going away very soon. So.
Well, I would think that would be just an added thing that you could also market to your local businesses, you know, that you would do a Squidoo page for them.
Right.
I mean, it would really enhance anything. If they weren't online, it would let them see what being online is like.
Exactly.
And if they're already online, it just enhances what they're doing. Because I know when KK did mine, I was just like, wow, look at there. It's just even more places for people to find me.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. I did a couple of local lenses, and it's just always fun, you know, just to see some of these local
folks
online.
It's all about marketing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a brand new experience, though, for a lot of these small businesses and small clubs. But the younger generation, as I said before, you know, they're already there. That's
mm-hmm.
where they are.
Oh, they were born there.
Yeah.
They were so involved when they got here. They were there.
For real.
They were born with a computer in their hands.
Well, you know, our grandchildren are, and their parents do limit the time they can spend on the computer, but they're 6 and 7,
mm-hmm.
and
can
get on that computer and fly, you know.
Well, I'll tell you a hilarious story. About 10 years ago, I had two of my sons with me, and I love to go like through antique malls and things, and I had them in this little antique mall with me. And one of them just kept stopping at this rotary phone, and he just would not quit playing with it. And finally I was like, Will, it's just a phone. What is the deal? And he's looking at the rotary part, and he goes, I don't get it. What do you do? And I was like, oh, my gosh, my children have never seen a rotary phone.
And they
haven't. Is that kind of incredible?
Bad.
I mean, that blew me away right there.
Yeah, that is a
wow.
kind of an aha sort of moment. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like, wow, Mama is old.
But they really haven't. I mean, they are.
Yeah,
I was so surprised. I mean, we take for granted what the things that we have seen during our lifetime. We don't realize the things they haven't seen.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That they don't even know about.
Right. That's interesting. And I would never have thought about that.
And then you have my parents and all of our parents who were born, say one aunt is 100. She was born in 1909, and she's seen everything. I mean, from the fact that there wasn't any cars to suddenly, you know, the onset of televisions and then colored televisions and then all these great things, and suddly...
Well, tell me,
she
thinks that we're
yeah.
evolving in a good way. Well, I mean, what is her take on that? Is our evolution a good thing? Does she think that we're heading in the right direction, or does she think it's just all madness?
No, she is a very upbeat, positive person, and she thinks that and that's probably what attributed to her longevity.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks that we are all doing well, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
I think she does. And, of course, she's thinking that they're in a different mindset at 100.
I have two fans that are, like, in their late 80s, and they both have computers and are online and, you know, send me emails and things like that.
And
I just think that's wonderful.
Yeah, my parents never got online. We did, well, first of all, my mother died in 1987, so there really wasn't much of a computer culture then. But my dad got interested in it, but he never got a computer. So I think he would have really loved it because it's such a communication tool, and he was such a Gemini, so I think he would have liked it.
Oh, I'm a Gemini, too. We're dual people. Two personalities. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. That's wonderful.
For seniors to communicate.
Yeah.
You know, it really is. I mean, you think about people who used to be homebound, and they could talk on the telephone, and that was about it. And
yes.
watch TV, and now they can actually interact online. It's like the lady that we met on Second Life, Kate, that was handicapped. Do you remember her?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, she wasn't able to get around, but she was able to live a somewhat normal life via the Internet.
You know? Well, in Second Life, isn't she the person who bought a nightclub and was a proprietor of a nightclub?
I think that's right.
And Pat O'Brien had been the one who originally saw the article in maybe the Washington Post about people who are homebound and have handicaps and maybe MS and so forth or whatever the diagnosis. And they get on Second Life and they see it as a visualization tool where they suddenly are able to fly, for one thing.
Move
around and have fluid bodies and so forth, and that helps them in their recovery. And so I got talking with her one night. I thought that was so cool. And I got to talking to her one night. I even interviewed her, but she didn't give me permission to use the interview, so I didn't use it. But I thought she was fascinating.
That would be so good on your prayer blog.
I could write about that.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Because it was an interesting time of life for me out there. It really was. It was like being 21 again. You know? I mean, I rode the bull one night, you know. I've never ridden the bull. It was like, here I sit, my own little house, riding the bull, for goodness sake. It was hilarious.
I know. I looked forward
to getting
online.
I only did Second Life briefly, and I wasn't good at it. It was hard for me to maneuver. I never quite got it, and so I really didn't give it much of a chance. I should go back and try it again.
Well, it's hard to do unless you have a group like we did at Pat's group, and there were people that we knew that would help us, you know. You know, a couple of the girls decided that they didn't like my outfit, and they dressed me up one night. But, you know, because I would never have figured it out. You know, I would have stayed in whatever I arrived with, just because I wasn't very adventurous.
Well, I actually liked what I arrived in because I was really thin and young. Look, I mean, I really liked my Second Life look. I had a real, you know, chic hairdo, and I mean, I was styling over there. I liked it.
I looked pretty good once they got the black jeans on me and got me all hiffed up modern, you know. But,
yeah.
I was laughing with them one night, and I said, you know, I need to make this more realistic and add some pounds and some years. And they said, no. We're going to make you mod or whatever they did. Anyway, it was funny. And Kate had a halo or wasn't that a halo, Kate?
It was a rainbow halo.
A rainbow.
I love that
thing. That
thing
was beautiful. But yeah, I mean, if I went out there right now, I wouldn't know a soul. You know?
No.
You almost.
I'm
not doing it. Pat tried to start it up again, and so I tried to get in on the second wave, but just enough people didn't participate, so you know he ended up. But I did go in there after he had shut it down just to kind of walk around and see what was there. And you're right. If you don't know anybody, I mean, like really wacky, weird people were coming up to me.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, oh, where am I? It was really like a bad dream. I wanted to go home.
Yeah, that's when you click out. Yeah. I ran into that one night. I got lost out there and got into some of that.
I think it's fascinating.
It was you.
There was this lady who kept coming around me that had like a little red wagon. She was pulling something in it. I don't know what. And she just, you know, just like wouldn't leave me alone. And I was like, I got to go home. This is not fun.
I would always get hung up on being polite when things like that happened. Like, you know, I didn't feel like it was polite to just suddenly disappear. But what the heck? It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. You're not going to see them again.
Well, here's what I did. I ran the light first and then disappeared. First, I just took off running.
Oh, that's really funny. I love that running and flying, and it's a phenomenal sight. And recently, there's this great site called Good News Gazette. Has anyone heard of it?
Yeah, I'm aware.
Because she's going to come on our show, actually.
Oh, okay.
The woman who founded the site is called goodnewsgazette.net, I think. And it's a newspaper that comes out online with nothing but good news. But what I noticed immediately was that they had an ad for Second Life there, among other things. She has I don't know how she would be making money on that particular ad, but she makes money through other ads that are there that are all holistic things. And she has Amazon links for books that she recommends and stuff like that. But that's how she would make money on this site. But basically, the good news is all so uplifting, talking about ecology and talking about people being separated from their animals and being reunited. And she is now having – it started yesterday. She wants everybody to concentrate on on our nation having more harmony amongst the government here. She's talking about the government becoming more harmonious and being able to get something done as opposed to everybody arguing and being at each other's throats and so forth. And it seems like that would be true of any government, so I just see that we could visualize all governments as working together all over the world. Why limit it to the United States, you know?
Right, exactly.
She wants everybody to concentrate, not even at a certain time of day, but just 15 minutes out of every day to concentrate on that harmony between governments. And so, you know, it seems like a great idea, so I think about that every day now. And she really wants people to do this, so I think it's a good idea.
Well, I'm glad you told me that, because I will definitely remind myself to do that. Of course, I do pray for our country, but, you know, part of what I think is going on here is that we've gotten in a collective mindset,
mm-hmm.
and we do need to, everybody needs to start concentrating on positive, thoughts, because it does seem like there's negativity in the air that I just don't like that.
I think that's right, and what it's always been that way in Washington. They've always been difficult to deal with.
You know, guess so, but it just seems like it's been worse than usual. But you know, I mean, I'm somewhat of a political junkie. I've always followed it. I actually enjoy it, but the last few years, it really has gotten. It is such a tug of war, and it's mm-hmm. such a yours and mine instead of ours, and pulling together for the good of everyone. It's difficult to watch.
Well, that's why I like this Good News Gazette, because it is what people want. And the people on the news programs don't seem to understand that what they're doing is extremely negative. They're only reporting the catastrophes, the arguments, the ways that things are not working. And people don't want to hear that. I mean, I know for a fact that most people I know say they don't listen to the news because of the negativity. It's so negative. It brings you down so fast. And my husband loves the news, so I think that probably he likes a certain news program at night. So when he comes home from work, we'll sit there and watch it. And I'm thinking to myself, if I get up and leave, you know, we're not doing something together. So I sit there and watch it, and I start feeling anxious. I feel, I start getting sarcastic and negative. I get negative myself, and so I think I'm going to have to stop doing watching. He and I will have to start doing something else. That's all. So I like that good news stuff. That's where it's at.
Yeah, I'm looking at her site now. It's fabulous. Good News Gazette.
It's beautiful.
Goodnewsgazette.net, and it says news at the speed of nice. And I see.
Yes.
It's such a pleasant idea there, and it is great. And I think you're right about people turning off the TV. I think a lot of people have done that, and I think that's why the self-help niche is so prominent, and the positive thinking, and you know that's why there does seem to be somewhat of a shift, not in Washington, but in other areas, where people are really searching to find how to be positive and how to be happy in the midst of, you know, some of the things that are going on today.
Yeah, they are. And the news programs are not addressing this at all. They don't seem to have a clue about the fact that people really want something absolutely uplifting and spirituality. People are completely...
They're starving.
Starving, yeah.
Starving.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And
yes.
I did hear last night on some show that the news programs are really struggling for for listeners, because people are, and they weren't saying because of the negativity, but just that people have turned to the internet and whatever, and the news programs are struggling. They're not making it, because nobody wants to listen to all that anyway.
That's true, but then again, look at the whole television. Look at all the programming in general. It is a barren wasteland. There's absolutely no. I don't know. I can't watch anything on television without...
Well, you know, right now it's so reality. Everything's reality TV, but we all know it's not really reality because they have cameras in the room. So, you know, how much reality can there really be? And they even on the reality shows, they pick the gloomiest, doomiest situation.
Yeah.
Cameras on the poor souls. You know, you feel bad for them. It's like, you know, go follow somebody fun around. Go follow somebody who's having a good day. You know, see what they're doing and have a fun time.
That's a great idea. Reality show showing absolute bliss and happiness. I think people would love that. I think that program called Lost. We have a. You've heard of Mr. 2020 and Carol Wingert?
Oh yes, I know them. Yes.
Yeah, they've come over to the UN seminars in the past. And they just loved the show Lost. That took them as Mr. 2020 has a new forum. Do you guys know anything about that?
You
no.
have told me that, and I haven't been there yet.
You have to both join.
I need
join.
To do that. Yes.
And it's the same setup. The forum is the same setup as the Pat O'Brien Milagro World Forum. And I'm just gonna hop over here. And
what's the name of it, Kate? Have you got the name of it?
Yeah, I'm gonna get it here.
I definitely mentioned that. They are two of the most positive people you'll ever meet.
Oh, and
as
they're
you
delightful.
Know.
Yeah, they're both.
They are. Oh, yes, I do. I listen to his program on occasion, and of course, I read her mantras and, you know, look at her pictures. I mean, even if I'm not making comments and things, I do follow those two.
Yeah.
So
they,
I think
they always have something good to offer.
Yes, they do.
I'm afraid to go looking for it on this computer. Now, I'm going to go look in my iPhone, so you guys keep talking. And he would love the two of you to come over there and just see how all the discussions that are taking place there, and it's and a lot of times Mr. 2020 will lead it off, and you know how wonderful he is. Now, he comes on this show the third Tuesday of every month, and he and Carol also does too. Now that's the first time that she went one time she got on his show and loved it, so she comes on our show one with him once a month, and they're both so wonderful. Now the next time they come on, they're going to be talking about tobacco. Isn't that cool? At the sacred American Indian viewpoint about tobacco, and I think that will be so cool.
Oh yeah, I can't wait for that.
Yeah,
I need
and
all
people,
the
you know,
I can hear.
It's called enlightenedapproach.com. Enlightenedapproach.com. Yeah.
I will do that. I will do that.
Yeah, and then. Yeah, it is. You might get this. It is a WordPress, I think, platform. And so the first page that you get to is, it just says an enlightened approach. It's a black and white page. And it says, read me first. And I'm just wondering if this is actually, it says something about a 10-year project. But I've heard him say that about it being a 10-year project. So I think this is
really?
Right one. Click here to read more. Yeah, that's it. Enlightenedapproach.com. And Joan, he has mentioned several times that he wants you to get over there. And
I need to
Martha,
get
he would love to have you there too. So. And he had invited me to come over and post my prayer every day. So, you know, that is, but I don't just go over there and post a prayer. I'm trying to meet people and talk to them and get involved in the discussions there. And everybody is, you know, it just takes time to meet new people in that setting. But it, once again, you're broadening your outlook and meeting new people. And 2020 and Carol were, once again, part of the Pat O'Brien thing. And it's a fascinating, totally fascinating, how we all link up.
Oh, yeah, that continues to fascinate me. It just never ends. It goes on and on and on.
He has a discussion series there on Neville Goddard, and that's something that Joe Vitale really likes is Neville Goddard, and
right.
He writes up this whole thing about one of the teachings of Neville Goddard, and then there people talk about it. I need to read that, one of these moments, and I will actually.
I do too. I noticed 20s. Blog post today was that.
He really loves Neville Goddard.
A mail
yeah.
I got or something, yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. You guys should take a look at that. That is, I think it's enlightenedapproach.com/forum/whatever. I think it's /forums. But no, I think all you have to do is enlightenedapproach.com and you'll get to it. So, and that's been going on maybe for less than a month. And I think he is seeing incredible growth with it. And he says that mostly now a lot of people are starting their own discussions, and he and Carol are not, or maybe starting half of them instead of all of them. So that's pretty cool.
That is cool. That is cool. And well, there's so much he can teach us anyway. Goodness.
Oh, my gosh. He is really something else.
Uh-huh.
He's an old soul, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah,
I'm convinced of that.
And so is she. She really
yeah.
is. She's just a sweetheart. I mean, it would have been very. So the two of them met. Get this. This came out in the forum. They met at Walmart of all places, and you know they. I guess he was shopping for something, and she was with her dad, and the two of them had an immediate. Bonding kind of thing, you know, how you're attracted to somebody, not, it's, you know, it almost seems like you've known them in a past life probably is how they were attracted. And I guess that's how they met in Walmart.
I had not heard that.
Well, that was over at the forum. I learned that at the forum. I never would have known it either.
No. That's amazing. I can't imagine. Well, that's interesting.
Well, I would never meet anybody at Walmart since I boycott them.
You boycott Walmart.
So yeah, I mean, you know, if I was Carol or somebody like that, and I boycotted Walmart, I wouldn't have ever met my soulmate. Isn't
right.
that strange? So I think you really cut yourself off when you don't go places like that.
I don't go. I don't know that I boycott them, but I don't go because it's across town and, you know, I just don't do it.
Yeah. My reasoning is that they take away from business, local business.
The small businesses, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, small towns suffer because of that.
Exactly.
But, yeah. Yep, you and Nancy need to get together on that one.
Oh, is she into that?
Yeah. Well, because it hurts. The small town businesses, especially
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
when a large company like that comes in, and the local merchant who gives personal service and takes care of his people and has for years loses.
I know, because these places offer things at a price that, you
but
know,
they
is
compete.
The.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can't compete, period.
Right. Period. Yeah, that's all there is to it. I mean, even though they offer more service in a personal way, they cannot compete with the numbers. So,
yeah,
that's a serious issue. All these small towns and small businesses alike.
Yeah. So, Martha, have you found it difficult to get up your web pages, or do you have help with that?
Did we lose her?
Wait a minute. Oh, yeah. Martha?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I think we lost you briefly. I mean, I don't know what happened there.
Oh,
I,
was, yeah,
I don't know what happened either, but I could tell that you couldn't hear me.
I figured you were talking and we just didn't hear you because accidentally.
Y'all were having a good time on the Walmart talk.
I just noticed that, Kate, that Betty's waiting to speak.
Oh.
And she can't get in the chat room.
But she's not on the line either.
Oh, okay. She's left then. She was on hold, but she's gone. Okay.
I could have been looking on the site, you know, looking for a 2020 site.
Right.
I'm sorry. Tell her I'm very sorry about that.
I will.
Betty is Joan's sister, and she comes on the show for a few minutes every week. It's so cool.
Yeah, she lets us know she's listening. It keeps us on our toes.
And she always has something brilliant to say.
Well, hey, we missed that, man. We could have used some brilliance right here, right about now.
I just love having Alabama on the phone. You know, we got married in Scottsboro. You know where Scottsboro is? Yeah. We sure did.
Nice.
About 50 years ago, Scottsboro, Alabama.
Why did you get married there? Are one of you from here?
No, my dad was transferred there, and so that's where they were living at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I lived there. When the first time I went to Scottsboro, I went home from college, and I'd never been there. Pulled in a filling station to find out how to find my house, find out where I lived. Direct me, please, to what was the name of that little street? I can't even think right now. But anyway, we found it. But, yeah. Yep,
that's
down
pretty
there.
Cool.
That's a very interesting story, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was kind of strange.
I don't actually know if I've been to Scottsboro, to be honest.
Well, Scottsboro is fun. You ought to do that one day, just for fun. Or it was back then. They have First Monday in Scottsboro.
Mm-hmm.
Where all the folks come down off the mountain with their crafts and wares. And they do that on the town square.
Oh, that's nice.
I'll tell you what else is in Scottsboro. I don't know how far away you are, but they have the big warehouse where all of the things are sold that are from the lost and found on airplanes.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, I think somebody did tell me about that you could go there and... Yeah, I think I did hear that one time.
Mm-hmm. Baggage Depot or something it's called. I've never seen it, but that's been since my day. It's been a long time. But, yeah, kind of interesting.
So who is on the line now?
I am.
Hey, Betty.
Oh, I finally got through.
Oh,
hey.
Good.
Hey, Martha.
Hello.
This is Betty.
Betty in Athens, Georgia. So I'm between... You and Joan.
That's right.
Hey, tell me, did you get any snow there today?
Oh yes, we've had snow and rain mix, but hopefully it's gone on so I can go to work in the morning bright and early, very early. But anyway, it's been fun listening. I'm just frustrated when I can't get in, put my 2 cents worth in.
Oh, I'm glad you persisted. Thank you.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to quit, and I said, no, I've got to try one more time.
Well, I got distracted by looking for another site on the Internet, and I just completely forgot about the switchboard.
Oh, well, all of your fans calling in, you've got to watch, you know.
Betty, did you hear us say this is 1 year?
Yes, I can't believe it.
I can't believe it.
No, I've been riding this roller coaster with you. It's
yes,
been
you
fun.
Have. Yes, you have.
We appreciate that.
Yes, we do.
Before we close the show by singing happy birthday, should we sing happy birthday?
Yes, let's sing happy birthday to Kate.
Happy birthday to you.
I'm so out of key, I hate to do it. Happy birthday to you. Ta-da.
And many more.
Thank you.
What a big birthday.
I cannot wait for Kate to get down to the family reunion. That is going to be an experience that we'll never get over.
I will never get over it either, I can tell you. I am so excited.
She'll be so full of potato salad, baked beans, and banana pudding, she won't want to go back.
We have for us it's going to be 3 days. We have at least a 3-day reunion. I mean, we make it big time.
We're going to make our march around the square in Pendleton in a parade.
I'm going to look and see if I have any tapes in my background. see if I take horny, and I'm sure I'm a cousin some kind of way.
You are Martha, I'm going to get offline, but I really wanted to, you should look at the family reunion online. Nancy's done a fabulous job on that, and that'll give you some idea of what really happens at these. Well, no, let's say we won't say everything that really happens, but it's a nice capturing of the events of the reunion. So.
Yes, it is. She did a good job.
Yeah, she did.
In fact, if you Google Tate family reunion, you'll find it.
Oh, really?
Tate family reunion? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
What is the Squidoo lens title?
I think it may be. Let me just look real quick. We got to go, y'all. Our last show ran so far.
It really doesn't matter.
It's squidoo.com/Tate-family-reunion.
Nice.
Yeah, it's just fun. It is such fun. But we work ourselves to death for 2 years getting ready.
And I'm so far behind, I may not get ready, but that's all right.
Will show up, right? You'll show up.
Absolutely. We ready celebrate just being there. So, all right, y'all, this was fun. I've enjoyed listening. And, Martha, keep up with us now.
Oh, well, I'm going to. Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, it was fun.
Yeah.
And, Kate, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Talk with y'all later. Good night.
Bye-bye.
I might as well close off the show here. What do you think?
Yeah.
We appreciate Martha very much having you on, and it's you're just the light. So thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, and I'm so glad I could celebrate the 1 year anniversary. And just congratulations to both of y'all for being here for 1 year and many more years of your show.
Oh, thank you so much.
And
I'm going to be playing the Klaus Jensen Fairy Ring music for Mother and Child, and we can think about him and his wonderful ways. And here we go.